Each step of the way, they have found new ways of fighting back. And at the same time, the Negroes and their allies have tried to use the courts. Then we get up through these decision after decision after decision. We get this decision on the elementary and high school level. And there they were in trouble. The first place, it was a unanimous decision. It was by 9 justices, including 3 from the Deep South. So all they could do was rant and rave. And then they started careful planning, which anybody with any sense knew they would have to do. It was working too well. County after county and state after state, between May of 54 and September of the past year, had moved to completely desegregate their schools. As a matter of fact, I would be unfair if I stood in the state of Illinois and didn't say that southern states like Missouri and West Virginia made more progress than has been made in southern Illinois in getting rid of segregated schools. But they made terrific progress. But they couldn't allow that because they knew that the day that Negro and white kids went to elementary school together, and to high school together, and went into the armed services on an integrated basis, and came out into the colleges and went to school on an integrated basis. The politicians of the South knew as soon as that happened, they would have to get something better than the race issue to get reelected on. And having not mentality for anything else, they would be out of business. So something had to be done. There is no power the Supreme Court of the United States has, and I, for example, would be one who would oppose any such power to tell you that you have to like or associate with somebody you don't want to associate with. Anybody has a right to say, I do not want to go to school with a Negro. Anybody has a right to say, I will not go to college with a Negro. But nobody has a right to say that that Negro can't go to my college. If you don't want to go to college with Negroes, get out. You go from college to college, you end up, there are no colleges where there aren't Negroes. You still have your constitutional right to stay away from college and die a dummy. You still keep your right. And I'll protect your right. But you have no right to do anything to prevent the Negro from going there. In the state of Illinois, before we cry our hearts out about authoring Lucy in the University of Alabama, let's shed some tears for Cairo, Illinois, where segregation is so rampant, it's almost unbelievable. And where in areas of southern Illinois, today, Negroes go down into Kentucky when they get a week off because they feel safer in Kentucky than they do in Illinois. Don't worry too much about civil rights violations on accommodations in the South when you realize in many areas of this state, Negroes are denied service as late as today. And the only thing I don't think too much of is a mere discussion of it without the willingness to act. There is much that can be done here as well as much that can be done in Alabama.